into the hands of the Lord. Beautiful Friday. Wonderful Friday. We have your seats in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. One thing I'm saying, where the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty. And I don't know if you know the meaning of liberty. But liberty means not just peace, but the peace of deliverance. If you say our country has received liberty, you don't mean that you have received peace. But it means there was no peace before. You have been liberated, which means you have been set free. And the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is that liberty. Other scriptures, other versions says, there is freedom. Freedom. The word freedom comes from two words, which are free and dom. Dom for dominion. So the word freedom does not just mean a freedom, but it is a free kingdom, a free dominion, which was not free before, but has been made free. So tonight, we are dealing with that. You don't have to pray for what you have. And I can sense tonight so strong that God has given us His Spirit. And where God's Spirit is, there is what? There is liberty, there is freedom. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. So tonight, for a few minutes, we'll look at some few things which are supposed to be looked at. And amongst them are things to do with our freedom in Christ. Last week on Monday, before we come into today's topic, I was dealing with a topic called waiting on the Lord. And we looked at different types of waiting. Amongst them was what? Number one? Number two? Others will be waiting for their friends. And when they mention they'll be coming after them, they'll be like, oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And number three is what? Kava. What is Kava? Eh? It is what? Waiting for what? For a gathering of what? Of yourself. Things have been gathered in the spirit realm. And another waiting is what? Which means what? Eh? In the VIP, nobody remembers, but it's okay. To stand still. All right. How many were here last week Sunday? I mean on Monday. Last week on Monday. Oh, so everybody was here. It's fine. So I assume every question everybody's going to ask. Praise God, I'm not asking a question. On Sunday, we are dealing with the anointing. How many remembers? Jesus is Lord. On Sunday, we dealt with what? Anointing? How many were here on Sunday? I'm not saying I'll ask you a question. Just raise up your hand if you're here on Sunday. God forgive you for forgetting already. So we are dealing with the anointing that breaks yokes. And we did mention a lot of things to say the anointing, how the anointing operates. The anointing of God. When you have the anointing, the Bible says the yoke will be destroyed. Because of what? How? So the anointing of the Holy Spirit, when he is upon you, he makes the yoke not feel comfortable, because you grow fat, not physical fat. Like, oh no, I don't want to grow fat. We are dealing with the spiritual things here, the spiritual substance. So the anointing breaks what is holding you. That thing that is making you move on. But trust me, that does not qualify that if you have the anointing, you just walk out free. I have seen people with anointing, but still under the influence of bondages, because they don't know what to do with the anointing. There is no way you can be in your house or in the church, and you're praying, and you even feel the anointing around you. You feel your body is responding to the anointing, yet you still remain in the same problems. Trust me, that does not happen. What have I said? What have I said? So, why is it happening? Some of us, if we didn't have the anointing, our enemies could have swallowed us alive. Amen, amen. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Bible didn't say if you have the anointing, there won't be battles. There won't be wars. No. In fact, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Bible never said weapons will not be forged against you. The Bible didn't say that. The Bible never said there'll be no weapon coming to you. The Bible didn't say that. The Bible said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Which means weapons will be what? Formed. Battles will be formed. You will see them. But none of those battles. Karabadu shapra. None of those battles. The Bible says, with your eyes you shall see. You shall see the reward of the wicked. God is about to do something. But you must understand this. How does God move? And how can God bless you? And how can God fight for you? If you have the anointing, how can he do it? This is why you must understand. Tonight, I'm dealing with breaking the, you have the prayer petitions, right? Yes. For Sunday, right? Yes. How many have them? For Sunday? Yes. Not this coming Sunday, for last week's Sunday. How many have? Where are the prayer points? How many says, I have but home? How many say so? We still thank the Lord. These things, you need to have these things. I may not even pray with you using them. That does not mean they're not important. They are so important, very peculiar. Understand what? For this Sunday, you better have them also. For the Sunday of what? Miracles, signs and wonders. I can't wait. I want my wonder. I want my miracle. Ay-ya-ya. It's gonna be something else this Sunday. Tell your neighbor, for the first time you'll see me testifying. Tell your neighbor that. All right. So now tonight, last week we dealt with the issues from the book of Isaiah 10:27, where it says, and the yoke and the burden. The yoke will be what? Destroyed. And the burden will be what? Will be removed. So the anointing can take away the burden. You see, there are people with the anointing. When you meet them, Just, you see, some of you have never prophesied to you, I've never prayed for you, I've never spoken to you. But when you come to church, when I'm talking here, you feel the burden is out of you. Do you know what does that? The anointing. You see, some of you used to stress, to worry, to think too much. But you are no longer doing that because you come to church and you met a man with anointing. And the anointing removed the burden. How many believe that? The anointing can take away the burden. Praise God. I said, praise God. Very, very important to understand that. It is what we call the anointing. Now, tonight, I want you to understand one thing because we are finished with breaking the yokes and the burdens, removing them out of your way, out of your life, your business, your career, your spiritual life, your prayer life, your ministry, your calling. Taking all those yokes, you know, those chains that holds you as you're about to move forward. They say you want to go further. As you're about to make something, they say you want to go far. The anointing takes those things out. Let me give an example. Let me show an example, right? Anointing can intercept. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Anointing can what?
Intercept.
All right. I want three ladies here. Three ladies here. I said ladies, not men. Okay, so we have three ladies here, right? Now, you stand here. You stand. You stand here, right? You just stand here. And you come over here. Right. Look there. All right. So as she's coming here, I want you to come and stand in the middle. Okay? When she's coming, you just come, stand in the middle, hold her hand, and walk away with her. All right. Just stand here. All right. Let's try. Let's see if it's going to happen. Just go there. Do it. All right. So exactly that's what anointing does. Can you show me clearly? Just let's do it again. Let's do it again. So for example, oops. Oops. I said it's anointing, right?
The anointing of God.
All right, so it's okay. Now, so you see what happens? For example, there is a problem coming from here. And you are standing here. And this is the anointing.
My God.
I'm not saying you're anointing, eh? It's an. All right. All right. So you are here and she's here. And that she has the anointing. So what happens is, there is a yoke coming here. There is a burden coming here. And she's actually in sleeping. She's not even aware what the devil's planning around. But that's what happens. When the trouble is coming, the anointing holds that. Oh! Oh! The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Karebarataya. The anointing. I told you. So the anointing. Saradu radada manda. Harakopra di jombridika. you have the anointing, how many are following? That's what happens. That's yoke, that if a breakthrough is about to happen, that he normally comes and disturbs you. When you have the anointing, when it's coming again, the anointing starts. The Bible says, if the enemy comes against the righteous, the Bible says, like a flood. Like a what? Like a flower. The Spirit of the Lord. You see, some people don't understand that scripture. They say, the Bible says, if the enemy rises as a flood. No, 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 no. The Bible says, when the enemy comes against the righteous, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard. That verse, the Spirit of the Lord, is the anointing. The anointing of the Lord raises a standard, reacts, responds. You're hearing me, right?
Yes.
So what is it that the enemy is trying to bring to you? That's the whole question tonight. What is it that is coming on your way? Tonight we want the anointing to come. Hold it out of your way. Oh my goodness, I miss overflow. People here, they're not ready for this. I say everything coming on your way. Everything that is on your shoulders.
Oh yes.
Everything that is a yoke of bondage.
Oh yes.
Let the Spirit of the Lord quickly rise and hold it out of your way.
Receive.
Hear this verse. Hear this. The Bible says, Jeremiah 5, verse 5. Jeremiah 5, verse 5. The Bible says, 1, 2, 3, go read. I will speak to them because of what? How many here they know the way of the Lord? How many say, at least I know Jesus. I know. Jesus is the way of the Lord. Come on. Jesus is the only way of the Lord. How many here they know the way of the Lord? Now the Bible says, I will speak to them for what? Huh? So what happens next? I will speak to them for they know the way of the Lord. Uh-huh. And? Wow. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But these have all together people who have known God, people who know God's judgments, they gather together and break their yokes. The Bible says they gather themselves. What are we doing tonight? We have gathered together. What are we doing? We are breaking every yoke. The Bible says they gather together and break. Why? Because they know God's judgments. God's judgment says every power of the enemy must be rebuked. Every yoke must be broken. Those are the judgments of the Lord. Now understand that. Now give me NIV on the same scripture. Just give me NIV. And I want you to read together. And I want you to read loud. Okay, just do that. 1, 2, 3, go read. Because they knew God's ways. Listen to me. Don't take the teaching, the prophetic teaching, don't treat it with contempt. Don't. Many of the times people listen to the teachings and go home and not do anything about that. But this teaching is very important, so strategic. Most families, most children, most parents, marriages are in bonds. There's a yoke, there is a burden. We need to stand up, as the Bible says. The Bible never said God will do it. It says they who know God's ways, they break their yokes. Oh, everything in our family, nothing's moving. Nothing's moving. Come on, rise up and break that yoke. You said tonight, I break the yoke in the name of Jesus. Come on, I break the yoke in the name
of Jesus.
That's what we are supposed to do. Every yoke must be broken. The yoke of finances, the yoke of poverty, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of demons, the yoke of sin. Say, be broken by the anointing. Say, break you by the anointing. The Bible says so. Now, when you go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4. 1 to 3, go read. My God. He says, God, and I want you to see that because tonight we are trying to break every yoke. Every yoke, every burden. Now you can see the scripture. Keep on talking of the same things. That God has done it again. Like in the days of the Midian. Where he brought defeat on the Midian. Says he has done it again. He has broken the yokes. He has taken away the what? The yokes from their, the burdens from their what? From their shoulders. Very, very important. And I just want you to look at that verse. And then we go into another verse. Because now we want to do something for a few minutes. Now, Psalm 107, verse 14. Let's read. One, did it go read? Anybody who says major, please, tonight, every chain in my family must be broken. Anybody who says every yoke must be taken out. Every person who says I want this thing to happen. Can I see your hand up right now? Because God is about to break every chain. Every yoke. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever yoke has been in your family. Say out. Say break. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that. It said he broke. That God just did it. And what I'm preaching to you, what I'm telling you about, the yoke about the burdens is in the Bible. And the Bible then says all these yokes, all these burdens can only come out by one thing. It says the anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now see this verse. Now, Nahum 1 verse 13. What does the Bible say? 1, 2, 3, go read. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you may be thinking, typical thinking, where you literally actually think of a physical yoke. When God says, I'll break the yoke, I'll break the yoke, it is what has been holding you. I gave an example. They lead you where you don't want to go. You keep finding yourself the same mistakes. You keep finding yourself repeating the same old habits, the same setbacks, same disappointments over and over again. Because the enemy does not want you to get married. He will take you again into another, you know, disappointment. And you keep on blaming men. You'll be like, oh, these men, oh, they're hurting my feelings. Sometimes don't blame them. So now sit down and begin to ask yourself questions like, why all men are behaving like that? I think I need spiritual assistance. All women will never be bad. Why all women, you're having issues with them? Sometimes sit down and ask yourself a question. I think I need help. You can't just be a righteous man. All women bad. All women. You did this lady. She was a bad woman. You were the righteous one. You did another one. You were the righteous in that relationship. She was bad. And you left her. You took another one. She was bad. You are the only righteous. Something is wrong. It's beyond you. It's beyond your understanding. There's a spirit somewhere that is trying to put you under a yoke. But thank be to God, the anointing breaks every yoke. I said the anointing breaks every yoke. You can't be, you apply this job, they can't pick you. You apply here, they can't pick you. You apply there, they can't pick you. Everywhere, nothing, they can pick you, nothing. It seems nobody sees capacity in you. Nobody sees capability in you. Nobody sees value in you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something wrong because the enemy is trying to take you in a way you don't want to go. He wants to put you in financial constraints. He wants to put you in financial bondage. He wants to put you under captivity. But thank God, the anointing breaks every yoke. Praise be to God. The anointing removes every burden.
Oh, yes.
It will not take long. Tonight it will end. I said tonight it will end.
I
said tonight it will end. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Breaks every chain. It breaks every chain. The sun anointing. It breaks every chain. It breaks every chain. It breaks every chain. Said it breaks every chain.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. God is talking about yokes here. He's talking about chains here. Bands here that have been on you for years and years. You've been wondering, what's wrong with me? The Bible said they'll be broken. You see, why Jesus rose again from the dead is not because he was able to, but because he was anointed. He was anointed. Death could not hold him because the anointing broke the yoke of death. Are you hearing me, somebody? I said, are you hearing me or you're not hearing? I know. Praise be to God. Now, Psalm 2, verse 3. Psalm 2, verse 3. Let's finish the scripture because of time. The Bible says something that is very important. And the Bible is not actually begging you. It is a commandment. 1, 2, 3, go. Read. Now, give me King James Version. The Bible says what? Read again. Now, you're not reading louder. Overflow, do it. Put a hands for Jesus Christ. The Bible says, let's read again together. 1, 2, 3, go read. You must understand that that scripture is not being spoken by God. It is being spoken by your enemies. The Bible says, why do nations wage and the people plot vain things against God and against his anointed? They say, that's from verse 1. They say, okay? They say, let us break their chains. Because the moment you bind the devil, you see, why do the heathen rage and people imagine vain thing? Verse 2, the Bible says, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Which means the anointed puts people in chains. How do we know it? Verse 3, they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So the anointed people, why do they rise against the anointed ones? They say, let us break the chains, their chains. Whose chains? Of the anointed. Meaning the anointed can put the demons in chains. Poverty in chains. Oh, you didn't hear that one at all. So the Bible says, even demons, they're also looking for breaking your chains. That's why you had a breakthrough. After 2 weeks or 2 months, the breakthrough was not there because the enemy said, I'm going to break the chain. So the devil is on loose. This is why spiritual warfare is paramount. Spiritual warfare is important. We don't have to say, oh, no, I dealt with the devil 2 years ago. No, we keep on dealing with him every time and every day. That's why we keep on gathering, saying, in the name of Jesus, we bind the powers of the air. We rebuke the forces of darkness. We command them right now to surrender to the authority of heaven. And we say, in the name of Jesus, you demon of sin, you powers of poverty, you demon of sickness, not in my house, not in my mother's body, not in my father's house. I rebuke you now. I break all your powers. Even demon says, let us break chains. Even demons are looking to break your chains. Tell them, but you must be very careful.
You must be very careful.
Or tell them again.
Careful.
No, tell them again.
You must be very careful.
I stopped smoking even that day. Oh, demons have broken the chains. Just, you know, only, you know, Simonyana. When God says you're free, you are free. Are you hearing me? When Jesus says you are free, I'm not following that. Tonight, all demons on the loose, we'll bind them again. I had headache left me, but night has come back. Every demon on the loose, so I'll bind that demon again. What do you do if you find that you had put your horse, you know, let me not use a horse, let me use, you know, a dog. You had put your dog on a chain to control your dog. And then you find that the dog is not on the chain, it's on the loose. What do you do? Huh? You chain the dog again. That's what we're doing tonight. Demon that left you but has come back. We are putting on the chain in the name of Jesus. It is seems these things are coming again. Imagine you used to, you know, there was a moment you used to pray. pray. Imagine you're no longer praying like before. The demon is on the loose. So on the chain. Come on, say it again. Say on the, you demon on the chain. You know, you had, you know, things began to move for you. Things began to move. All of a sudden you had, you know, things were trying. You were like, wow, my life is opening. My life is opening. Before you know it, you are back to zero. Why? Because the demon is on the loose. Come on, somebody say on the chain again.
On the chain.
Say you demon on the chain again. Whatever has been bothering you must break. Any heavy weight on you must be taken away.